I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The World Health Organization confirms an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mission Aviation Fellowship's John Boyd says their Congo team is helping with an assessment to estimate the scope of the epidemic. Boyd says while this isn't a traditional means of evangelism,
that's where it dovetails very closely with who we are as a Christian ministry. We're prepared to go into this very intense area. The ministry side of it is simply being there to help the least of these, and then giving the opportunity to share the gospel when that arises.
Next, increasing attacks on Christians in India aren't stopping ministries from growing there. Orphan Outreach has just started a group home near Mumbai and a Christian school just outside of Delhi. According to the organization's president, Mike Duras, Christian education is a great tool for outreach, even in the Hindu communities.
The Christian schools that are actually being formed there are actually being accepted by a lot of the Hindus because of the quality of education. So it's become a great conduit in order to spread the gospel.
Duras says their focus is on orphans and HIV. He says there are 35 million orphans in India, and in Pune, the HIV infection rate is at epidemic levels. Duras says the group home needs a Western church partner to help. And Send International is asking people to pray for the Kiev Theological Seminary's new modular and resident groups. Through KTS, Send wants to help train and prepare Ukrainians for missionary service. The school starts with a new class every 4 years. Pray for students to grow in knowledge and humility as they study at KTS. Pray too for the students that they'll have opportunities to share the Lord in the routine of daily contacts. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do so safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.